Okay, Shalom. It's time for Masechta Tamai, a short Hakdama. Yechem and Zakeh, may Yechem and Zakeh, they sent out, it's a Gemara in Soita, Daf Mem Ches, I think. So they sent out Shluchim to Eretz Yisrael to find out what was going on in terms of whether people were being mafresh, Trumas or Maishas, and they came back and they said they're being mafresh, Trumas, but there are some. What he in English translates as a significant minority, a significant minority that were not, and therefore he was masakin anybody that buys or takes payers from an amharetz has to be mafresh ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani, and if it's a year of ma'aser rishon. Every year is Ma'aser Rishon, so if you're Ma'afer for Ma'aser Rishon, then you'll also be Ma'afer Trumas Ma'aser, and you'll give the Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen. That's what it says in the Gemara Beferish. Even though in the Hakdama, he seems to waffle a little bit and say this. Why shouldn't you be able to, just like you say about the Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani, Ha'Ma'aser Mechalel Haraya, how do you know that it's yours? Maybe the Amoris was Ma'afresh these things. So therefore, you can't take these things out of my rishos. So in theory, you could say that also about Trumas Meister as well. But it says the Farish in the Gemara, but nois nola kohen, you give it to the kohen. So let's assume that you don't sell it to the kohen, you actually have to give it to the kohen. So the end result, the Farishim say it's only 1%, so therefore, and it's also misa. So therefore, you have to. Okay. So with that said, let's begin the Gemara, the Takana of the Mai. Okay? Okay, so now the first Mishnah over here is talking about a list of peiros which, because they are normally grow in the wild, so therefore either a hefker and there is no chiyuv to mafresh them at all, or if an amoritz would have them, he wouldn't hesitate to be mafresh because that is of so little value. So the main thing here is just to get the translations over here. So let's say, Kalash of the Mai. These are the foods which are, there's a leniency about them, but you don't have to be mafresh them. Hashisin, I'm just going to read these Hebrew words, and then we'll just look at the footnotes to see what they all are. Okay, Hashisin, Arimin, Uzudim, Neshuach, Neshikma, Nailasan Tamara, Hagufnin, Hanitzpa. Okay, that's the list of the things. So if you go through it, let's see. So you have, so shisin 3 is a wild fig, and 4 is some sort of a berry-like fruit, and 5 is a species of hawthorn. I don't know what that is. Noshuach are white figs. Let's see here. 7 is also some sort of a fig tree. Novlos are either they're dates that are withered by the heat of the sun, or else they fall off the date tree and they fall on the ground. Gufnin is fennel, whatever. So you have all these different all these types of foods which are grow in the wild. Yehuda, in Yehuda it says ha'oig. Tanner is sumac, chametz, vinegar, kuzbar. Now, the interesting note here is about the chometz, the vinegar. It's a very interesting footnote over here. It says that Yehuda had grapes, which were used for the nosachim in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it was a miracle that none of their wine ever turned into vinegar. So because it never turned into vinegar, they had the only place that they were able to get vinegar was to make it out of temed, which is soaking grape seeds in water. And that was of very little value. So therefore, because it was very little value, that's why it says in Yehuda Chometz, in Yehuda Chometz vinegar was also in the list of the Kalon Shavuot Demai. After the Korban Beis HaMikdash, they no longer had that schus, and therefore their wine was like anybody else's.
So isn't vinegar a processed food? It's not a natural food. So you still have to give...
I mean, why would you have to give maaser on an end product?
Right, it's like a changed product.
Yeah.
And you still have to give maaser on that as opposed
to... If the original product was wine, So you have the chiyuv to give maaser on the wine. If you hadn't given maaser on the wine and it turned into vinegar, you still have to give the maaser.
Isn't the original product in grapes?
Yeah, I mean, so, grapes, so wine, whatever, it doesn't make a difference.
That's made, in other words, if we turned it into something different,
the point of that sentence wasn't a given already.
You don't lose the status. It doesn't lose its status. It still has to be taken off.
If it was, again, if it was cheap, it was a relatively low value, the Am Haaretz wouldn't have to take it. And therefore, it made it to this list of Kalin. You wouldn't have to give Maisers from it if you got it from an Am Haaretz, because the Mestam of the Am Haaretz did take it in those cases. So,
if it was grapes first, wouldn't
it? If it was grapes first, well grapes is classic Demai. Right. That would be classic demai.
Why is it classic demai?
That's
vinegar from grapes.
Hold on a second. Let's take a step back. The grapes or grape wine, when I buy that from an Am Haaretz or I'm given that, served that from an Am Haaretz, that's when the takana of the mai kicks in, right? The Am Haaretz is choshet that he did not give the maisers.
On the grapes
or on the wine or whatever, right? So that's an irregular. That would be the regular rule. Right. Now in Yehuda, that would also be true, of course. If you get regular wine, grapes, you would have to do it. However, when it comes to the vinegar, where did that vinegar come from? So if it's Yehuda at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that vinegar came from Temed. Temed is cheap, and therefore the Amaretz would have been mafresh the Maiseres, and therefore it made it to the list of the Kalin. Would be exempt, okay?
The status of Meiser is not lost on a product that is converted into something else.
Correct. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, call Shisim Turois, all Shisim, Chosmanat Difra, except for things which produce Difras, like Du Pra, two times pray that produces fruit twice a year. Chol Harim and Pturin, all thorn droops are exempt, except for Rumei Shikma. In other words, what he's saying is that there are certain exceptions to the cheap fruits. That's the chutz. So the chutz are the ones that the Am Haaretz would be chashed on, but everything else it would be potter. And no shikma p'turus except for mesutafos. Okay, let's go on with Beis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says tisharoif haminu halolo inbon elman ha'efker. But the reason why these things are potter from Maisros in terms of because you're assuming that they came from Hefker, meaning they grow wild, or so it really doesn't matter whether you were given it by an Am Haaretz or he says in the bottom, he says an example where you know for sure that no Meister had been taken. For instance, if I bought it from a guy, the guy for sure was not my first Meister. Nonetheless, you're popular from taking Meister from any of the payers in the Mishnah because they're assumed to have come from Hefker. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's
pshat. Hefker and wild don't necessarily mean the same thing. Sometimes it can grow wild and it's chasher.
I'm not familiar with
truffles that grow in the forest.
In other words, you're right. If truffles are not domesticated and they're not raised by anybody, you're right. Then
take a look at number one on the bottom.
What?
Look at number one on the bottom.
Yeah. If you find fruits of these species being sold in the market, you can assume the majority of the species grew from Hefker and don't have to take Meiser.
Most of the fruits of these species are not cultivated, but grow wild.
Right. That's the point. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, okay? And he says, L'fichach manu oisei chacham. Now, the obvious question is, of course, the issue is, why is it only listed in the Demai? The Demai category means these are things that were bought from the Am Haaretz. What do you mean, Demai from Am Haaretz? This has nothing to do with Am Haaretz. It's not a question of Am Haaretz, not Am Haaretz. Even if we know Vadai that it hadn't been taken, you still don't have to take Maaser, which is the Gemara is going to address that question shortly. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, Lashon El Demai. Rav Lakish disagrees. He says, no, we're talking about cases of where the Am Haaretz is cautioned of a Vadai, if you know for sure that no one had taken Maaser from it, then Chayav, you're for sure going to be Chayav to take Chumas and Mises. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Loishanya. Loishanya. It makes no difference. Made my Ben Bani Torah. It doesn't make a difference if you know for sure. The Kasha al Rabbi Yochanan Loishanya Wal Adamai. Now, the question on Rabbi Yochanan is very simple. The Mishnah is only talking about Demai being exempt from Chumas and Mises. But Havadai, it was for sure that they didn't take it. Then Chayovim would be Chayiv. So what's going on? On Rav Loh, so Rav Loh explained, Lefish Mokamakam Makam Lekoshev El Demai, that this Masechta is only talking about rules of Demai, so therefore this leniency is said in the context of Demai. Bochalo Asin El Avadai. But here in our Mishnah, he comes to teach us law concerning even definite Tevel. So this is very difficult, exactly what the Gemara means over here. Why Taka? In footnote 5, he says in the brackets, he says the Gemara doesn't seem to really answer the question. The question was, why isn't it in Demai at all? It should have been taught in Trumas or Maestras, whether the discussion of what's Chayiv and Maestras or not Chayiv and Maestras, and it should have given a list of all the things mentioned in the Mishnah to say these things are not Chayiv and Maestras because they're heaven. So, the way he explains it is like this. He says like this. The Mishnah, which according to Rabbi Yochanan exempts the species, are because they're presumed to have come from Hefker, must surely be a situation where the actual Hefker status is unknown. Meaning, if you know that it's Hefker, of course it's possible from Mises, but you don't know whether it's Hefker. You can't be talking about where you picked it off a tree yourself, because then you know for sure it's Hefker. You yourself got it from Hefker, so of course you know that it's possible from Mises. And it can't be talking about where you took it from a chaver, because if you got it from a chaver, if the chaver got it from Hefker, then he knew it was Patur. And if he domesticated it, then he knew it was Chayev, and he would have taken the Maestras. So in Manashach, when you got it from the chaver, you also are safe. So we've eliminated two of the most common cases in which you would get these payers. Either you got it yourself, and you know that it's Hefker, or you got it from a chaver, in which case there's no suffix either. What's the only case where there would be a question? If you got it from someone who's an Amoritz. So if you got it from an Amoritz, that's where you're going to encounter this suffix. That's why it's in this Masechta. That's what it says over here. The fruits are known to be untied because the Amoritz admitted that he did not tie them. Since this is the Mishnah's case, it was included in Demai. Okay, close that. This is from a Mishnah. Okay, this is it's a little bit of a difficult answer. Okay. So the Gemara says, Masisa Messiah the Rabbi Yochanan. So the Mishnah later on, I think it's on Dav Vav, it's the third Mishnah in this parak. So it says over there, Miksivu Lahalon Patman Admai. So because again, we've talked about this many times. You have the part of the Eretz Yisrael which was conquered by Oile Mitzrayim. That's the larger amount, and then you had a smaller amount of Eretz Yisrael, reduced size. That was after the Churban was nechbash by Oleg Bavel, right? By Ezra and so on. So that's called the Kedusha Shniya. So the Kedusha Rishina is like Kishalas Lavai, and therefore that larger amount of Eretz Yisrael, Mikzivul Halon. So that's in the north. Let's say it's northwest Eretz Yisrael. There's a city called Kziv. So any point from that place north is obviously Putter. Because there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael from that point north. So you're Pater from Demai. So the Gemara says, that Mishnah, the Kziv al-Halam, Pater from Demai, the Mishnah says that you're Pater from Demai, north of the city of Kziv. And the reason we just said is because there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the second Aliyah. So Shanya him Kziv al-Halam, Bein Demai, or Bein Badai, is there any difference between whether it's for sure or whether it's a Suffolk? There's no difference. Even if you know for sure something did not have Maestras taken, there's no Chiyuv Maestras, there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael over there. So, of Hocha, but nonetheless, the Mishnah calls it an exemption regarding to Demai, because Demai is the focus of the Masechta. So it therefore says the word Demai over there, of Hocha, so therefore here too, Lo'ishna ben Demai ben Vaday. It's true that the lists of the Kalash of Demai in the Mishnah, it makes no difference whether they are Vaday or Safek, it would always be Potter anyway. So that's going to be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Masisa Pligar Reb Shimon Lakish. that's going to argue on Rish Lakish. If the fruits were protected, then meaning that if they're guarded, that means you domesticated them, you yourself grew them, then they are of course chayiv. Ikaron lo min hefker hein, but aren't most of these come from hefker? So let's see what does it say over here. Rish Lakish says that since such species have little value, we assume that Maritz had a reason not to tie them. Why that would make a difference whether or not the fruit was protected? In either case, we can assume he already took the mices. That, in other words, that's a basic question. How does Rish Lakish understand that if it's nishmarim, it's chayovim? What do you mean it's chayovim? That's because it was domesticated. Even if the Amaretz grew it himself, it's still so cheap that the Amaretz would not hesitate to take the mices. The Gemara answers, Pasal law, achar, or base, Pasal law, acharayv mishamrim. That it's talking about when the majority of people, if you're in a place where the majority of people were growing a certain type of food. Let's suppose one of these lists, one of the items in this Mishnah was being kosher, and there were people growing it. So then when you have so many people growing it, Pashteitzach, you're going to have to take trumas and maises from it.
Yeah, I can't.
Yes.